This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
How do you see as a social entrepreneur taking on that market?
Thanks, man.
Meaning social cause?
Yeah, like social cause on entrepreneurship. Sort of like how Kindbar did it.
So I think most of those companies are straight full of shit and use, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I think all the people that followed Times Shoes and were like, oh, if you buy one hat, I give some kid in fucking Uganda a hat, and then they mark up the hats enough to pay for the give. Yeah, are straight fuck faces. So I think that social good is great and people should do it. And I actually don't think there's any difference in marketing a company that's got good DNA versus a company that's just in it for the dollar. I genuinely don't believe that Kindbar has any fundamental different marketing strategy than Snickers. The difference is that if they're smart and they get their story in front of people that give a shit about what Kindbar talks about, it becomes a variable to what they can sell. But the strategy at the North Star is not different. Mm-hmm. What they're saying is different. Companies do for purpose 99.7% of time for commerce interests. They think it looks good to the person they're trying to sell soap to. And so the second you take the romance out of it and say, okay, great, this company is very excited about us. They're not excited about you. They're excited about using you as a proxy to make themselves look like, the reason I never talk about my nonprofit work, which is substantial, financially and time committed, is because I am disgusted by my fancy friends that use it to paint a picture that they're a good human being. I love that some people think that I'm too self-promotional. I'm comfortable promoting about my vanity. I'm not comfortable in promoting my heart. I think that you just do that. So it's the reverse. You know, I love when people razz me and fall for tricks of what other people are doing. It's just very basic thinking. I think when you take the romance out, you've got a much better chance of being successful with those companies. If you walk in there and realize, okay, this is business, and what they really care about is their brand being associated with something that's good, which then leads to more selling stuff, your strategies start changing on what you say you're willing to do with them. You start getting more of them to do things that you want to do. Mm-hmm. You always have to know what the real game is. Everybody saw Tom's Shoes and realized they can make money by fronting that they give a fuck.
So where do you think it's going, and how can it be done?
It's true, right?
Yeah.
And the reason everybody's laughing is because we all know it's true. Like, all of a sudden, after Tom's Shoes did well, every pitch I saw in 2013, and I was on the board of, I was a well member of Charity Water, and I'm on the board of Pencils of Promise, and those are fancy NGOs of the day. And so I would get pitched 8,000 times, and literally before anything came out of their mouth, they're like, okay, listen, for every umbrella we sell, we give two umbrellas to the people in the Congo. You know, it's like, it was a tactic.
Right.
Now,
it was a marketing tactic. Right.
Correct. Now, that's why, to answer your question, I'm actually quite excited about it. Because now we're on the tail end. It's seesaws, right? It's how I think about social networks. We went completely open, for the most part, with Twitter, and Facebook wasn't completely open, but it was open. Then Snapchat, because of the openness, had an opportunity to be a little bit more closed. I actually think the next Twitter is gonna get built in the next 5 years. And so I'm really kind of trying to pay attention. The space that I most was upset about that I missed was Tinder. I invested in, so when Grindr got big in the gay male community, I'm like, this is 100% gonna happen with guys and girls. So I invested in Yobongo, in One, in Highlight. I tried to get into Highlight. I chased every single people discovery app, which I knew would mean let's hook up. And so thank God Tinder was incubated. I never got a chance to invest in it. But like, no joke, in 2011, 12, and into 13, the biggest fear of my life was I was gonna miss that app because I knew it was gonna explode. It's how I feel right now about NGOs or social entrepreneurship. I think that somebody who comes with pure intent and not a tactic is gonna produce a very meaningful company. I'm just waiting for that.
Nothing's come out?
Nothing that I've seen. Maybe it's out right now. You know, I don't see everything, but I do think that we do as humans have enormous amounts of compassion and we'd like to get behind those kind of things. The problem is we know that all the hucksters came in and used that tactic, and so we kind of all shut down from that. It was kind of why I was getting so mad back in the day on social, where people were so desperate to get their following counts up. Like Haiti's earthquake was the the worst moment for me in marketing, really, because literally even my friends, people were doing things like, for every Twitter follower I get from this tweet, I'll donate a dollar to the Haiti Fund. You know, like that, and it was just like, literally, I was just sitting all day just replying like, hey, fuckface, why don't you just donate to the Haiti Fund? Like, you know, like.
In a world where business is about giving, what is the right motivation for attempting to make profit as opposed to just being a charity?
Because you want to.
Okay.
Like, there's nothing wrong with it, making profit, in the same way that there's nothing wrong with, you know, being fully in a charity mindset. You know, the motivation is you chose to, for whatever reason.
Okay, cool.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think this is something that some people struggle with. You know, it's funny, when I wrote Jab, 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 Right Hook, I thought I was writing it for people that were just always spamming, and I needed to show them how to bring value so that they could close their sale. What I realized after writing it was really written for people that always give value, and it gave them permission to ask for a sale. There's nothing wrong with generating profit, because at the end of the day, if you choose that that's what you want to do, then that's more than okay. I think doing good is a competitive advantage for businesses, you know?
Okay.
The amount of giving that is being done in the world that is disguised as manipulation to get something that you want after you give is the reason that giving has cynicism around it. It's not giving, it's manipulation. To me, you know, we were talking, something to share, we were just jamming a little bit upstairs. You know, something that I've been affected by in just giving or social good, or we got into brands and business talk a little bit, is that, you know, the biggest issue to me about, you know, companies and social good have not been the biggest companies in the world. It's been the startups who are using good as a front to their financial ambitions. The amount of companies after Tom's was successful, I personally, and I was kind of slowing down my investing during this period, I personally sat through 40 to 70 pitches where the person walked in and said some sob story about why they were so passionate about the redheaded ant, you know, the insect in Afghanistan, and how every time somebody bought this cola, they would donate a cola to that ant or the kid or this or that. And then when I looked at the economics around the business, they weren't giving jack shit. They inflated the price of the product so much that they were able to make their full margin and then give back whatever they were. I mean, as we all know, there's been plenty of buy one, give one. And it got me so cynical to the majority of the altruistic entrepreneur who was using good as a front. And I think we have a lot of understanding that when big brands do things, we're always cynical. But to me, they've been dramatically better social players than the entrepreneurs who are out there fronting that they're saving the world, but they really just give a shit about their economics. All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is One of the Greatest Mentors by Carl Wyatt. Gary V has given me a push in the right direction to getting in a better headspace so that I can move forward after taking a step back. From my approach on how I view shortcomings on sports cards, thanks, dude. Thanks to Carl Wyatt. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.